Thank you, Pastor Stephen. That's a pretty good introduction. No, I'm not boring. Ask my wife. Well, it's really good to be here. It's always an honor and a pleasure to serve the Lord, you know, to be asked to share. And so I thank our senior pastors, Stephen and Unami. Thank you also for the other night, Pastor Stephen, at the volunteer night. That was a really good night. Sharing the vision. That was really good. Look forward to 2023. It's going to be awesome. You know, many, many years ago, a team of us went to, it was the start of a church plant. And it was the opening night. And the preacher, the pastor got up and, you know, they had worship and they sang and then he got up and he shared the vision of the church. And he had these 12 dot points, you know, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then he got to like, we're going to do a hospital. We're going to do a school. We're going to do a university. And I thought, you haven't even got off the ground yet. And so I thought, you know, you just talked gobbledygook. And I love Pastor Stephen that you're real. I love how you vision cast. It's wonderful. So I really appreciate the both of you. Everything you do, you guys are amazing. And you, yeah, give them a hand. Yadu. Do you know I was going to pick on you? No, you didn't know. This is Yadu, everybody. He just got his PR. Can we give him a big hand, please? That's his permanent residency. Congratulations. Did you read the fine print? Did you? You know what it says? You have to now barrack for the Australian cricket team. That's going to be hard. No, congratulations and well done. I know that's been a lot of hard work, hasn't it? So good on you. That's fantastic. Good things that you attain in life are not always easy. It's always some hard work involved. And, I'm just want to be thankful to the Lord this morning. Just, you know, Pastor Stephen talked about life, about God's faithfulness and God's goodness. God has just been, he has been faithful. He has been wonderful. I have three children. They're all married now. And we are grandparents, and we have seen the faithfulness and the goodness of God for many, many years. And so we're just blessed, and we're just honored now. Of course, there's difficult things that happen in life, but God has always had our back. He's always been with us, led us, and blessed us. So this morning, we're sharing about faith stories, and and so, you know, we have promises in the Word of God that we stand on and that God gives to all of us. Like what Pastor Stephen read this morning out of Colossians, that is a promise of God to us. There's no leak in that. It doesn't leak. That is real. That's factual. That's the truth. You know, when we've been forgiven, we're forgiven. He's made us holy. We're right. When God looks at you and I, he sees Jesus. He looks through the lens of Jesus and then he sees you. He sees that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He sees that you've been made right with him. It's only because of Jesus that we are who we are and where we're at. It's the grace of God, isn't it? It is the grace of God. So that scripture, we should be reading that every day till we get that. That is an amazing promise. So I just want to share something out of Jeremiah 29:11-14. Have we got my big backdrop picture as well? Beautiful. Okay. What is impossible with man is possible with God. That's okay. I want us to get this by the end of the day. I love that. It's just beautiful. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes. When you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. That's God's promise. I'll turn things around for you. I'll bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you. Bring you home to the place in which I sent you into exile. You can count on it. Now, we can count on God's word. You can count on God's word. You can count on his promises. Now, I've seen a lot of awesome things happen. I've seen lots of healings. I've seen lots of blessings of God. This year, I'm involved as a chaplain in a local football club, and one of the coaches, he had to rush off. His daughter got ill and was taken to hospital. And she's about 21 years of age, and she has an illness. And the life expectancy of this illness is about 44 years of age. She's a gorgeous girl, beautiful family. And so I said to her, I'm going to be praying for you, and I'll get people praying for your daughter. And so I asked some people in church here to pray for her. And even we asked a lady in the UK who's an intercessor to pray for her as well. And so we got praying. And I just, mustered up. God, Lord, I just believe you're going to come through. And we prayed and prayed months. And she eventually deteriorated, and she got water in her lungs, and she passed away. And I was absolutely disappointed. I was so grieved. Took the wings out of my sail. And I thought, Lord, I thought she was going to come out of hospital and, live a good life. But she didn't. And so I've had some of those stories along my life. And I'm sure you all have a story like that. I'm sure you all have had disappointments and you've had hurts. And you've gone, wow, what happened? I don't really know, okay? I don't know. But I know this, okay? I know that God is a good God, but there are sometimes things that happen in life, disappointments and heartaches. We've all had them. We've all had those. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 7 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." What do I do when things like that happen? What happens when your good friend, last year I had a very good friend who was in a truck accident. Fortunately, no one else was involved. His truck rolled over and he was killed. 8 minutes away from his roadhouse stop, just close to the border of South Australia and WA. 67 years of age. His darling wife, her dreams just cut, banished, broken. Is God still the God of the impossible? Will things still happen in life? Sure. Something that his wife, Dulcie, said that she asked many questions. Why? And there's no answers. But when she read God's word and when she began to pray and just wait in his presence, God would come and comfort her and give her peace and hope that everything was going to be okay. And her journey over the last 12 months has been quite remarkable. It's been amazing to see the faithfulness. She says the faithfulness and the goodness of God has been amazing, has been beautiful. We trust God in those times. What else You know, what else is there that we can do? Well, something we can do is we can encourage ourselves. Look, we encourage ourselves. We go, God, can you still do miracles? I've seen too many miracles to go, I'm giving up on this. Too many. I've seen families reconciled. I've seen a blind man healed. I've seen where couples have been told, the doctors told them you're not going to be able to have a child. I've seen numerous of them having children. And right now I'm believing for one couple. I've been believing for over a year now. I think, is it going to happen? Sometimes I do question it. Sometimes I go, because I ring a friend of theirs. I go, how's it going? Have you heard anything? No, nothing yet. I keep praying for them. Every time I pray for them, I get this thing in my head that says, I hear like this sound of pitter-patter. It's like God's put it there. Sometimes I don't even think of them, and then I think of them. God, I'm going to pray for them. And I get that. Always comes to me. So I'll continue to pray and believe that we're going to hear and we're going to see the sound of pitter-patter, that they're going to have children. Yeah? My daughter, my darling young girl at the age of 12, has this real severe pain in her stomach. Really severe, really bad. Even to this very day when we talk about it, she says, Dad, that's the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. We go to the doctor sends her to the hospital. The hospital check her out. They wanted them to do an ultrasound and check everything out. They send her home saying, oh, it's a urine infection. They did take bloods. It's a urine infection. They send her back home. Next thing, we get a call from the doctor, our doctor, and he says, you better get her to the hospital. And so we had to get her to Bethel Hospital. They took more ultrasounds, did other things. And then we had a call, you got to get her to now the main hospital. She has to go in for surgery. And they took a tube out of her. One ovary was damaged and one was still okay. So they took the tube out, one ovary damaged. And they says, it's a 50-50 chance that she may have children. And I remember praying for her. I remember God specifically saying, she will bear a child. She will have children. That is a promise of God. When God speaks to us, when you get a word from God and it's for you, you can stand on that and expect and believe that to occur. You can. You can do that. You can do that. You can believe God for that to come to pass, because it will come to pass. What is impossible with man, it is possible with God. You must hold on to that. You've just got to hold on to that and believe for that to occur. When I was in West Africa with Pastor Nigel, and I was with Shane Elliott, Suzanne Parkinson, and Renske. Is Renske here today? Hello, wherever you are. And I got word while I was over there that my brother had an aneurysm, and he was in hospital in a coma. They said it wasn't looking good. And within me, something within me just got quite authoritative and quite angry. And as I prayed, I began to believe and see that things were shifting and things were moving. And those times I would wake up in the night with my brother on my mind. During the day, there'd be times I'd get a burden. And it was just God putting the faith in me to push through and believe for his total recovery. Today, this is well over 10 years ago, today he's doing so well. Even it was about a month before he came out of it all and went back to having a good life, visiting the doctor still every month, just getting checked on. So I've seen the beautiful, wonderful hand of our living God. I have my cousin who and his wife who could not bear child. We began to believe for them, and we believed. There was something in our hearts that we just felt, this is God's going to do something here. And months later, they were pregnant and bore child. Something even very, very recent. Very recent. I was praying for a married couple. And I didn't know anything. I know them, but I didn't know anything about what their plans were regarding family. So I began to pray for them, and I could just sense the presence of God. And I knew there was something going on in their lives. I wasn't sure what. And I said to my father, I think I want to visit them. So we visited them, and while we visited them, we had dinner and that. And I said, oh, I want to pray for you at some point. They said, yeah, sure, you can pray for us now. So we prayed for them. And when we finished praying for them, I looked at the wife and I said to her, you're going to have children. You're going to have kids. And she just started crying. I wasn't sure why, but I just knew there was something going on. And months later, they ring us and tell us that she's having a child. And they said to me, from that night you prayed, we can work out that it was within 3 weeks after that she fell pregnant. That's God. That's not me. It's not positive thinking. It ain't positive thinking. It's just God doing amazing works in our families and in our community. I remember a time when we prayed for a group of young people. There's only four of them. And one of them, I just felt to put my hand on the back of his head. And so he was about 12 or 13. And just prayed for God to keep his hand on him, Lord, protect him, watch over him. And a week later, I find out that he was at school and he was standing on the chair and they were playing that like basketball game. You've got to throw it to the kid on the chair and they catch it. He fell backwards and hit the ground, the back of his head. And, he was okay. No, we've got to call the ambulance. You've got to go to hospital. They did all that and he was all clear. Him and his few friends came to me and said to me, you know, when you prayed that time for the back of his head, we believe that was God protecting him. Sometimes we just do what you feel in your heart when you're praying for someone. Be obedient to God and let God bring the results. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. God, we leave the results to God. God will perform it. God will do it. And we trust him. We trust God. In Psalm 34, can we go to Psalm 34 and verse 4? Actually, no, I want to read the whole. Just hang on a sec. I've got it here. I love this scripture. This is just the best. There's lots of scriptures I love. You know, our lives must start in prayer. Our lives start and end in prayer. Now, we've got to be a praying people. We've got to be people that seek the Lord. Last week this gentleman passed away in our community. 62 years of age. And I was like, man, that's nearly my age. I'm not far from there. And as I began to ponder that, I remember reading I read the whole book of Ecclesiastes, and I began to see things. I'm going, wow. It meant more to me reading Ecclesiastes this time than ever in my whole life. It's weird. But anyway, I'll be honest with you, I had this sense of a bit of fear. I thought, flip. What if I go? It could be me. And I could go. It could happen. We don't know. I don't know when I'm going to go. Maybe I'll live to 100. But you don't know. So anyway, I remember just going into the presence of God, just putting up my hands and just praying and just praising God for who He is and thanking Him. You know, giving Him gratitude and just, Lord, You're the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the mighty God. And just praying, Father, I pray Your kingdom come. Lord, I pray that Your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, in my heart, Lord. Lord, here at C3 Fremantle, at Port Care in our community, that Your kingdom will come, that Your will be done. I'm just praying and praying and praying. Praying is dialogue, is just that we dialogue with God. If you get stuck, go to Psalm 96, go to Psalm 91, pray the word of God. Anyway, I know whether it was an hour or two after that, I can't remember, but I no longer sensed this fear. It was just gone. God must have just gone. I just felt, oh, I'm not really worried about that. It's not really concerning me anymore. I'm not afraid. If I go, I go. If I don't, I don't. When we come into the presence of God, God does things and transforms things in our lives, brushes off things that are bothering us. Okay, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear Him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. O blessed is the man that trusts in Him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. We are people of His presence. And His presence we want in our lives to go with us wherever we go. We are people of God's presence. How do you become people of God's presence? By being in His presence. By going to Him. And spending time in His presence. I believe that as we are people of God's presence, that God will help us move mountains. God will help us see His kingdom come to pass. God will help us with our faith. God will help us when we might be having difficulties. You know, when you're having difficulties, don't jump off the train. When a train's going through a tunnel, you don't jump off. You can't see, it's too dark. Stay on the train. Stay connected to people around you. Stay connected in your connect group. Be in a connect group. Be in the house of God. Don't be alone. If there's been a promise that God's given you, just hang on. Hang on and believe. Trust Him. Trust God. If you don't have the faith for it because it's just difficult at this time, rely on others. Rely on your connect group to pray for you. Rely on the house of God. When you each Sunday I come, I'm always encouraged and blessed by being in God's house. Always be in the house of God. Stay united. Be connected with those around you. There's a principle in God, I'm just going to finish off with this, that we can call things that are not as though they were. Calling things that are not as though they were. Now this morning, Caroline was praying for Catherine, and she's calling a blessing over her. What is a blessing? It's the favor of God. When God shows you something, you can call that. If you believe that God's put in your heart you're going to have a child, you call that. If you believe in your heart that God's going to give you a home, your first home, well, you believe that. You call that. Believe that to come to pass. God wants his kingdom to come to pass, but also there's personal dreams that you have that you want. Might be your first home. I've seen people get their first home. Of course, there are steps you've got to take. You've got to save. You've got to do things. But they trusted God and God brought it to pass for them. They're wise with things that they did. So we can call things to come to pass. So maybe this morning you've got some broken dreams. Maybe some promises you're still waiting on. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. I had a young man who I worked with, a young teenager. He came to work one day and he said, "My girlfriend's pregnant." And they wanted to have an abortion. And I encouraged him not to do that. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. I said, "Lord," and I just felt something in my heart. "Lord, save this child. Lord, save this child." Went to this place where you have that done, an abortion. He waited in the waiting room, she went in, they came out. Came back to work, and he told me that they had it done. She broke up with him and left. Within 2 weeks, she was gone. She went to the countryside. About 9 months later, he gets a call. Say that he's a dad. This girl never went ahead with it. She never went ahead with it. She went into the room and she sat there for half an hour. She couldn't do it. She came out and told him that it had been done. We're going to sing. Today, I just want us just to come before God. Just come before God. If you want to come out to the front and you just want to surrender your life to Christ, say, "Lord, here I am." Use me. Bring this, your kingdom, to this community. Lord, use me, Lord, to bring the impossible occur through you, Lord Jesus. If you're discouraged because you haven't seen something come to pass yet, and you know it's for you, it's yours, you can call that today. God wants to breathe upon your dream, upon that promise that He's given you. Things that are not as though they were. If you can see it, it's yours. If God hasn't put it there, then it's not. Don't go calling things that aren't yours. Don't go calling for that Ferrari.